First of all, I'm going to acknowledge the two foremost students, Bill Pan and Saikat Gush. They did the work. Saikat Gush is currently a postdoc in my lab. And Bill Pan went to China as a professor. In this room, I'm sure all of you know DOM, dissolved organic matter effect, environmental behavior of particularly organic pollutants. You can enhance the solubility. Depend what type of system you use, can increase the mobility, but other people report decreased mobility. DOM can also change bioavailability. If you talk about a whole soil sample or sediment sample, you often see this type of trend. Carbon normalized coefficient for soil sediment decrease with amount of organic matter in the system. In the past literature, you often see linear distribution for organic contaminant and DOM. As a result, when you do experiment for absorption coefficient or distribution coefficient, only use one concentration point. That's based on the linear distribution. If that's true, of course, you do one concentration point, will be sufficient. Because we believe, or in the past, we have this linear distribution. So this linear model is used for fate and risk assessment. Very few studies, you can count a handful of papers observe this kinetically two-stage desorption. Nonlinear isotherm, if you use fluorescence technique, the Sturm-Volmer equation is supposed to be linear. However, it's not linear. It's not a linear plot. This is highly hypothetical, okay? If we have how much is absorbed or complex by organic matter, dissolved organic matter, that's your aqueous concentration that's normalized by the solubility. This solid line is a nonlinear reversible process when you have desorption, so that's all fall on the same line. If you have relatively irreversible process, again, it's a nonlinear process, you will see some concentration deviate higher than your absorption isotherm. If you have a linear, reversible process, you will see this line. So at a given concentration, you see this difference associated with dissolved organic matter. So then you talk about availability, you talk about transport. You can have deviations depending which one is which process work in that system. So this paper, we're going to try to examine, do we have these non-ideal interactions? We have observed in literature only a handful of papers. Are those artifacts? Are those real? So we're going to try to see if any computations, hysteresis, do we have any concentration-dependent phenomena, or pH, unexpected effect. If we do have these non-ideal interactions, then when you do modeling predictions, probably you should think about how those non-ideal behavior affect your predictions. We use batch equilibration techniques, just like when we use solid soil or sediment, same concept. Then we fixed DOM concentration, which is very different from the literature, from majority of papers in literature. They assume linear isotherms, and also you do not have concentration effect. That's whatever DOM concentration, KDs remain the same. So that's in the literature. But we know that's not true, so that's why we keep the concentration constant. We plot this after we got the data. So that's the isotherm we are hoping for. We use Dallas bag. It's 3500 delta. You have DOM, free chemicals, then you have bound chemicals. Outside the back, you have free, in this case, pairing of enantiomer. Because we're using liquid scintillation counting, that's our technique. We want to make sure that DOM will not affect the total concentration determined by liquid scintillation counting. That's the blank. That's the ratio from control with the system with DOM all the way up to 80 ppm. That's a carbon. In our system, we use 40 milligram carbon per liter. So you can see across this range, DOM will not affect carbon 14 counting. We did the kinetics. It's about 20 hours reach equilibrium, but in our system, then we select 2 days, about 48 hours. We use the phenanthrene, C14 labeled pairing. Someone may argue, you know, we use aldrate humic acid, but we used it anyway. Then we use Amherst peat humic acid, the peat not too far from UMass campus. We got the sample, including aldrate humic acid. We go through the classical alkaline fractionation, go through filtration, precipitation, redissolve, then dialysis for 1 week. We did actually 3 times. Precipitate, discard the fulvic acid, redissolve, precipitate, redissolve, make sure, you know, the humic acid, hopefully, you know, is relatively free from ash and fulvic acid. As you can see in this experiment, one drawback, we lost all the molecules less than 3500 delta. So that's the molecular cutoff, you know, smallest one we can get from the company. Oops, other way. That's the concentration range. As I said earlier, the 40 ppm carbon, 2 days equilibration. That's the background concentration for sodium azide and different pH. When we do the competitive absorptions for pairing, 100 microgram per liter, and phenanthrene, 1,000 microgram per liter. For the desorptions, we only replenish the background solution outside the membranes. We use the dynamic light scattering for size analysis and the potential measurement, atomic force microscopy for imaging. Pairing aldrate zolchemic acid. I want to draw your attention to this log-log plot. Log-log plot, that's the slope of the log-log plot. It's less than significantly lower than 1. If it's a truly linear distribution, we would see this line, hypothetical line here. That's a slope, you know, is 1. But this is smaller than this 0.89. Pairing, aldrate humic acid. Pairing, amorous humic acid. Just look at the slope. So, unanimously deviate from 1. So it's not linear distribution. Then we have table, same data set. We did statistical analysis. The N value, again, as I said earlier, significantly smaller than 1. So the old DOM we used, I won't say for others, we used, showing the ideal interaction between those two compounds, pairing and phenanthrene. To see if any competitive options between pairing and phenanthrene. So pairing alone, you have this N value 0.89. That's the upper curve. Again, the log-log plot. So if not log-log plot, it will be linear, non-linear like that. So this log-log plot. If you have 1,000 ppm phenethylamine in there, the deviate from the first curve. So it's lower, it's understandable. This is consistent with the solid organic matter. When you have competitive in the system, particularly at the lower concentration, you have higher competition. So then you make the isotherm become more linear. Again, the two systems, parent amylocumic acid, parent adriacumic acid. First of all, the solid line, all nonlinear isotherm. For dashed line, it's all lower than the first isotherm. And the N value, the nonlinearity indicator, the N value, all approach one. Again, the same data set, just convert the isotherm into a table. So the N value, you look at this, with competitor in the system, that N value approach one. So basically, you know, at a low concentration, the competitor occupies certain site, then leave all the site, the rest of the site become more partition-like processes. We convert some of the data into a bar graph. With competitor, you see the N value always higher than a single solid system. For single concentration point, I could not put concentration there, that's too narrow there. A single concentration point in the competitive system, two solid system, carbon normalized absorption coefficient is almost unanimously lower than a single system. That's understandable because of the computation. That's two concentration we select, 0.01 of solubility and 0.1 of solubility. That's same thing. So they are computation. What about disruption hysteresis? You know, we know for sure for organic matter, solid organic matter, we have this hysteretic process. But those are dissolved organic matter, dissolved humic acid, you also see deviation from isotherm. We do have hysteresis. Then, two systems, different pH, you see same thing. Consistently, we observe this hysteresis. pH effect. At a lower pH, for both systems, for parent, at a lower pH, we observe higher sorption, or higher, if you like the word, distribution into dissolved organic matter. For both dissolved humic acid. We use the irreversibility index in Michael Sander and Joe Picantello's paper at a different pH. At higher pH, at 11, you see not much hysteresis. It's there, but not much. But when you see it at a lower pH, you have higher hysteresis index. So what's happening there? It's similar to the one I showed the data earlier. That may relate to the conformation change. So that, again, is purely hypothetical. Okay, it's not real. That's just at higher pH, dissolve humic molecules, you stretch them, then you have smaller, discrete hydrophobic site. But when you have lower pH system, we all know dissolved humic molecules, they tend to curl up. Then you create bigger hydrophobic, either domain or regions. When you have higher domains, higher in terms of size, you tend to have higher distribution coefficient. What about the nonlinear issue? Probably those sites have selectivity. That's possible. It's almost like enzyme, you know, have that special site. So then you have this energy distribution issue. You don't have a uniform energy for your partition or distribution. For those particular sites, those sites probably associated with high energy. So that's why you have this nonlinear system. Use AFM, you can see at the pH 11, clearly the particles I won't say 100% uniform, but looks much uniform. Smaller particles, much uniform on mica surface. It's a mica substrate. At the higher pH, you see the aggregate. At the lower pH, set pH 7, at much lower pH, you see big chunks, much bigger. So that's actually from those data sets, you know, we proposed the previous conceptual models. When you do the pH data potential analysis, as we all know, at higher pH, you develop more negative charge. So you have higher data potential. Not higher, it's more negative data potentials. Surprisingly, with increasing concentration, you have more negative charge. Data potential is a particle-related property. We're not supposed to see if you have highly homogeneous particles, you don't have any aggregation sedimentations, data potential is not function of concentration in the system. But in this case, dissolved humic organic matter, we do have this dependence. Again, that's something probably due to the conformation. A few molecules get together, you know, then you have become one particles. You have more functional groups. In that particle, you carry more negative charge. At least that's what we think. Come to this one. We develop a multi-bag system. In one system, we put the dialysis bag, a few of those. In this case, we can keep one concentration. When you compare different concentrations of D1M, we can compare one equilibrium concentration of solute, either parent or phenethylene. If you run isotherm different system, it's very difficult to choose the same equilibrium concentration of solute, in this case, parent and phenethylene. But you can see lower pH, higher sorption, and concentration dependent. Higher concentration, you have lower distribution coefficient. So that's, again, demonstrated concentration dependent. I'm going to conclude. We do have non-ideal behaviors, computation, desorption hysteresis. Something to do with heterogeneous site. If that's true, then we need to rethink about the modeling and the predictions. So I close with that. If we have time for comments, for questions, I'd be happy to entertain questions. Thank you. Yes, yes.
Roshan, in your study, you used rather large and I would say mature dissolved organic matter that is extracted.
I would say so.
Yeah. Do you expect the same trend or same phenomena with much smaller type of dissolved organic matter, which is in the range of 1,000 dalton?
I would say all depends on the molecular structure. If a molecule, that molecule is loaded with functional groups, it would be difficult to form the aggregate conformation I present to you. It depends, the functional group depending on the molecular structure. If you have certain molecular structure with aliphatics, you know, hydrophobic chains, functional groups, few functional groups, likely I think you have that. But if you have highly functionalized humic molecules, probably you don't have those phenomena. That's my guess.
Any additional questions?
It's Joe.
Could you clarify, you said your lower limit of molecular weight size is 3,500.
Yeah.
3,500.
Yeah.
The DON that you're working with, what is the upper limit, not in terms of molecular weight, but, I mean, from your method of...
We don't know. We don't know. We get our dissolved humic material. After discard the fulvic acid, we get everything. We call it humic materials. We put all the supernatant into dialysis bag for 1 week. Keep changing outside solutions.
So you can have particles in there that are micrometer size.
Possibly. That's one of the we try to minimize that to dissolve. Precipitate dissolve 3 times, I cannot guarantee with 100% confidence there are no particles there. that possibly will be particles. If they are indeed particles, then some of the nonlinear issue may be at least partially explained by the solid particles.
Any other questions? Well, thank you again.
Thank you.